chaytzvasam v'yel nikvas bor nekrosam. So Rashi learns chaytzvasam, Rashi says, nasala zichros. Mas Hashem had a first making them zichros. When they were born atumtim, covered up. And nekrosam Rashi nasala nekevus. Chaytzvasam had made them sor nekevus. Look at Avram and Sarah, that's where you're born from. Smash, when they were first born, though they were born Mamish Atumtim. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua. Sarah Imanu, Island Nesoysa. Sarah Imanu, not only was she not Korish, she couldn't have children, she was an islandess. Mamish, she was born without Simonim at all. Shenam and Apostle says, Vatihi, Sarai, Akoro ain't love lad. She was not Akoro. She couldn't have a child. What does that mean? That Afilo base vlad ain't law. She didn't have a womb. Sarah Mena was born without a womb. That's where she was born. And still, when they daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why Hashem did it, so the Gemara said before, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants them to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and with the tefillah tzaddikim change over, could change things. Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel bar Shelis. Mishmei the Rav, Loishon Novela B'Doros Rishonim. This was only in the Doros Rishonim, Shonim, the beginning of the world, when they used to live a long life. Then you're supposed to wait 10 years with your wife. Sheshnosei Merubas used to live very long, so therefore you could afford to wait 10 years. Avo B'Doros Rachreinim, but our generations now, Sheshnosei Merubas, that we don't live so long anymore, Shtei Shonim Amachsa, all you can do is live with your wife 2.5 years. Kineged Sholosh Yiburim. The time is like 3 times 9. The time will take to give 3 times 9 months. That's all. Rabbi Omar Rav Nachman Sholoshonim. Wait 3 years nowadays. Kineged Sholosh Pekidus. Like let 3 Rosh Hashanahs go by. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pekid HaKoros Lishmoy Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah. For guys who are laying in Royan. So give yourself 3 times, let 3 Rosh Hashanahs go by, then maybe Hashem will help you. The Yom Amar. We learned that Rosh Hashanah, Nifkudu, Sarah, Rochel, V'chana. And Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Sarah able to have children, and Rochel and Chana. So, Miller, you have to wait 3 Rosh Hashanahs. Omar Rabba, Lesner, Lahani, Kloli. No, we don't hold like them. Even Bezman is there also, you have a right to wait 10 years. Michti, let's see. Mas Nisen Man Tokin. Who wrote our Mishnah? Rebbe. For Bimei, David, Imayit. Shani, already way back before it, in the times of David HaMelech, the years became less. Tirsib, it says in Tehillim, Yimei Shanoi Seinu Behem Shivim Shona, the Megvur Shemainim Shona, they didn't live anymore. So even, and still in Rebbe's time was after that, also they didn't live so long. And still Rebbe says, our Mishnah, that you have a right to wait 10 years. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says what? The Mer explains that the reason why you have to give her Ksuba, if you give your wife a get after 10 years, you have to give her ksuba. Because maybe it was your fault, you were not able to have children from her. So therefore, even though you have to give her a get, but you have to give her the ksuba. For the Gemara of Adilma Ihi Deloi Zakoi, maybe she wasn't Zoicha. Like, how do you know to say it's the husband's fault? Maybe it was her fault. Trashi Latito ksuba, and she shouldn't take the ksuba. The Chura, it's a Suffolk Mammon. Like, what do you want to say? If the husband gives a get to his wife, if it's the husband's fault why he's giving a get, he has to give her a ksuba. If it's the wife's fault why you're giving her a get, you don't have to give her a ksuba. Sue says it's your fault that you couldn't have children with her. Maybe it was her fault that she couldn't have children. And then you will have to give her a ksuba. So Chura, the Kashmirism in a Suffolk, you don't have to give her a ksuba. How much will her all of her ayah? So Mara says, Ihi kivon do le mifkada of rivya le miyensha. So more of a svara was the tali with the son and the husband. Because the husband is mitzvah in the mitzvah for Ravu. And she is not. So therefore it's not mastava should get the yainish. It's more mastava was his yainish. Rashi says, Le'ichbas lehu, v'loi onash lo kutcha brichu, alav v'naseo. That's not the way Hashem will punish her, because she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah anyway. So therefore it's more mastava the yainish goes upon the husband. V'omru le rabbonin le rabbi abba. I have Rabbanon told Rababa, Bar Zavda, Nosta Visasa, V'yolad Bini, go get married and have a child. V'yomlu, he answered back, Izakoi heavily mikamaisa. If I would have been Zoich, I would have had from the first wife. So what do you see? That he didn't want to have another wife, because he said it was him. And you see, once he didn't have once, he said he wouldn't have from the second wife either. And now Mishnah Chur says not like that. Our Mishnah says, even though we hold it's your fault, but still we tell you have another wife, maybe with a second wife you would have children. So how come here he said he doesn't want to get married a second time, like he can't have children anymore? So Mura says, Hasan dechuyakad matchilu l'rabbonin. Really, Rabbah was only pushing off the Chachamim. The Rabbah bazavdi yokam ipirkad rahuna. And we'll soon see, he also became an Akri, he couldn't have any more children from going to the Shiurim of Rav Huna. We had the mice before. Rav Huna used to give a long shiur, and the Talmidim were embarrassed to go to the Beis HaKisei, so they had to hold themselves in, and the oven said, if you hold yourself in, you become an Akri. Like we'll soon see, all his Talmidim became Akri. So Rav Abba rather became an Akri, he couldn't have children. Rav Gidol, Iyakar, Firkat Rav Huna. Rav Gidol was also there. He also became an Akar from the Shir of Rav Huna. He didn't want to leave the middle of Shir to go to the Beis HaKisei. He held himself back. They became an Akar. Rav Yichelboy, Iyakar, Firkat Rav Huna. Rav Yichelboy also. Rav Sheshes, Iyakar, Firkat Rav Huna. Sheshes also became an Akar. He couldn't have children from the Shir. Rav Achda, by Yaakov, Achdesei, Sosichnatom. He got the sickness. He got a certain sickness that got a grab hold of him. Tluya b'yarza, trashi choyle me'oitzer hishtin also. He got sick or a different sickness from not letting yourself go to the Beis HaKisei for yodem nekrimenu. From this sickness also, you become an ochre. So he got the sickness. Tluya b'yarza, like hungry, he got caught onto the cedar tree and divei rab by the Beis HaMedrash. V'nofek m'nei kohoitzer yarka, like the green thing came out of him. Trashi yorek kakaftarmi. That's what came out of it. By some time, that was the Mato Meraglan. It was Meraglan by the urine. That's the way it came out. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Shisin Sabi Hevi. There were 60 Talmidim Amish by that shir. V'kula Yaakir. All 60 of them became an Oka from the shir. Mipirkat Rav Huna. From Rav Huna shir, he gave a long shir, and they were embarrassed to leave to go to the Beis HaKisei. Levar me'ana, except for me. Who's the same this year? Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Rav saying this. 60 of them became an Akar, excluding me, not me. The Kaima ben Ashur, because I kept them myself, the Posnik of, Ha Chochma Techayev Aleh. Chochma will keep me alive. Like, you know the Chochma, if you have to go, you have to go. You don't ask questions. He went to the Beis HaKisei. So he was okay. But all the other 60 Talmid and Mamash became Akar because of the Shia. There it is. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the Samach Dalad on the days. You have Samach Dalad on the days. There are two dots. Gershim Muteris. So what? If the husband gives her a get, after living 10 years without children, so she is allowed to get married to somebody else. She doesn't have to think it was her fault that she couldn't have children. She'll say no, it was the husband's fault, and she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Sheini in. It's Mashmah. She's allowed to get married to a second husband. But Shlishiloi. But to a third husband, no, that she's not allowed to. Once she had two husbands, and by both of them, after 10 years she did not have children, like then we say something wrong with her, she can't have children, so then we'll soon see later, she's not supposed to get married then a third time to a husband that doesn't have children. Only to a husband that already has children. So mashmi, after two times it's called a chazaka. So Mar says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rebbe he, the Tanya we learned. Let's say you made a milah b'yom shemini on your kid the eighth day, and he died because of the milah. Sheni, then you had a second kid, the same thing on meis. You made the milah the second time on the eighth day, and the kid died. Shlishi, when you have a third child now, the locker is loy timel. You do not have. You're not supposed to. You're not allowed to make a bris milah on the eighth day. Like after two times, it's a chazok already. We'll say most probably your kids don't have enough dam. They're sick. They can't have a bris milah on the eighth day. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. After doing something two times, it's called a chazaka. The third time, you can't do it. Because we say it's for sure going to happen the same thing. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Shlishi Timol. He holds no. After two times, it's not called a chazaka. It can happen. Two times, it can happen. Let's do it a third time. When you have your third child, you have to give him a bris milah on the eighth day. In Shlishi Timol. But Revi, let's say after the third kid, he also died by the milah. It happened to three kids. That's called a chazok already. And then Revi, the fourth kid you had, is leitimol. You're not allowed to give him bris milah on the eighth day. So according to Rishon Gamliel, the chazok is only after three times. After something happens three times, then we say that's it, it's going to happen every single time now, and therefore in this case with Mila, you're not supposed to give him a bris Mila b'yayim shemini. So the Gemara of Atan Yibchur would learn just the opposite, that Rebbe holds you need three times, and Rebbe Shimon holds you need two times is enough. So Gemara says, Hai minayim achrenisa, which one was the last one? In other words, Mashma, they both changed their mind. They said something first, and they changed their mind. So you want to know which learning was last. Like most probably what they learned last, that's what they held, that's the truth. So what does Rebbe really hold? And what does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel also really hold? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. The Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Ma'iset once happened, Bi'ar Barachoyis, that four sisters, Pitzipori, living in Tzipori, Shemola Rishaynu Beis. The first one had a baby, and she made a bris mila, and the kid died by the mila. Shania, the second sister, also had a child, Umeis, the kid also died by the mila. Shlishis, the third one had a bris mila, had a child, also they made a bris mila Umeis. Revius, now the fourth child, the fourth sister, gave birth, so by the fourth sister, and they brought the shayla. Revius is born of Nei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. They brought the shayla in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omalo, so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel told to her, Al Timoili, don't make the bris mila of your child on the eighth day. So what do you see here? That Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the one that holds, his last sheet there is, he's the one that holds, after three times it's called the chazaka. See, since the first three sisters, their babies died b'shas mila, it happened to chazaka already in this mishpacham, therefore the fourth sister should not make the bris mila on the eighth day. So it's a raya, he's the one that says after three times it's called a chazaka. So therefore Rebbe is the one that holds after two times it's called a chazaka. So Mar says no, v'domi is i'as yor shlishis nami evi yom aluhu. Who said this is the, who did the of the halacha? This was the case, the story. But maybe if they would have come to ask him a shayla after by the third baby, maybe would have told the third one already not to break a bris mila. Like maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel really holds after two times it's called a chazaka. Here the reason why it was the fourth child, that was the story. But maybe if they would have come and asked by the third child, he also would have told them not to make a bris mila. So my answer is that can't be. Oh my lord, if that's true, in Cain, Maya Sadusa the Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. Like what is Rabbi Chiyah Rabba telling us? Like he touched Shema, we started out, the B'chiv Rabbah is bringing us a proof. Like it's almost probably that the B'chiv Rabbah knew that the story wasn't Stam the story. But that's what the Shimon Gamliel Shita is also. That he held, only after three times is it called the Chazaka. Not after two times. But otherwise, what Chiddush is he teaching us here? So Mar says, no, Matai is teaching us another Chiddush. V'dilma hoka mashmalon. Maybe this is what he's teaching us. The Achoyos Mechazkos. That is called the chazaka through the sisters. In other words, the case before was, if you have three babies, or two babies, that's called the chazaka by you. By one family, that we hear, there's something wrong with you. So if two of your kids died, we have to be afraid the third kid would also die. But here it's a question, it's not the same mishpacha. It's different sisters. There are four different sisters here. So maybe what happened to one sister is no proof of what will be to the second sister. So maybe even after three sisters here, that their first child died, maybe the fourth sister still shouldn't make the bris mila. Because maybe from one sister we don't bring a proof to the next sister. So maybe that's the whole chiddush here. That sisters are also chazakas one to another. It's called one big mishpacha. And if you have three babies that died from three different sisters, the fourth sister also has to watch out not to make the bris mila. Maybe that was his chiddush. So we're coming out now, maybe really Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, after two times it's called the chazaka. Why was the story here by the fourth kid? Because that was the story that the first came to ask him by the fourth child. So the question was, if it's only a story, but really after two times it's a chazaka, so what was the edus? What is he teaching us here? What's the chiddush from the story? The teretz maybe is that the chiddush is that by sisters also you make a chazaka. Not only in the same parents, same father and mother, but maybe even by different parents, but their sisters also, if three of them died, so then the fourth one also should not make a bris mila. But maybe even after two of them died, the third one, if she would have asked the question, maybe Rav Shimon would have told her not to make the bris mila. So my Rav says like this, Hashto di amrit, achoyis mechaskois, now that you say this chiddush, that through different sisters, It's also called a chazaka that if two or three of the sisters that by their child, they die through Mila, you're not supposed to make a Mila on the next sister that has a baby. So if so, lo yisa adam isha, a person should not marry a wife. Lo mi mishpachas nichbin, if it's a family that the other sisters are very sick. So you see there's a chazaka. If two of the other sisters are sick, you have to be afraid maybe this one, if you want to marry, is also sick. So you have to be buddy to mishpacha, and if they're a sick mishpacha, don't marry her. For lo mi mishpachas mitzarayim, and not if the other sisters have a mitzaras, have leprosy. Because since two of the sisters or three of them have it already, it's a chazaka, they'll all have it. Now, v'yehudi is chazik tlosas himna. This is only if it's a chazaka three times already. Because that's the maskon, that's the Shimon Shita. He owes three times, it's called a chazaka. Someone says now, my heavy law. Like, what's the maskon? What do we hold? Do we hold after two times it's called a chazaka, or dafki after three times? Tomorrow says, Ki Oster Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Omer, he said, Uvde Heve Kaimet Rav Yechanan, the Knishta Des Moines. There was a story that happened in front of Rav Yechanan in this shul in Des Moines. V'yoy Makippur, it happened on Yom Kippur, Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. And once came out that Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. Umolo Rishayna Umeis. That they made a bris mila on the first kid and he died. Shniya Umeis. The second kid also died. Shlishis now Bolafonov. This was the story. Story was already these parents had already two boys and they both died b'shas the bris mila. And that was the third boy they had now, and it was Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So they asked the Shiloh, are we allowed to make a bris mila today or not? Like, is it after two times called the chazaka that we cannot do it a third time, and therefore you're not allowed to do it today on Shabbos Yom Kippur? Or maybe no, after two times it's not called the chazaka yet, you're allowed to do it. Is Omar law, so he answered back like this, Rabbi Yechanan said, Lechi Yomayli, go make a bris mila. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef said over. He said over that Rabbi Yechanan answered back and said, you could make a bris mila. In other words, he holds that three times make a chazaka, but after two times it's not called a chazaka. Therefore, since only two kids died, there's a chiyah for the third kid to make a bris mila on B'yom Shmini, and therefore it's Deich HaShabbos even though it's Yom Kippur. Omloy Abaya, as Abaya said, Chazi de Kesharis Isura, Visakanto. Abaya said, I see that you'd be mate both an Isser and a Sakanto. So why Rashi the Isser is because if you're not allowed to make a bris mila today, so it's not Deich HaShabbos, you're being over the Isser Shabbos. As a corner it is, maybe the kid will die. So you see what your Seimech to say that you know for sure that after two times it's not called the Chazaka, therefore you are allowed to make the bris mila. Therefore there's no sakon and there's no Issa. So Gemara says, Somach olo Abaye. So Abaye himself was Seimech on this psak, as he saw how strict how Rabbi Yechanan held that two times is not called the Chazaka. Therefore Abaye also did Lamaisa. What happened? What's the story? The Ozal Nasba Lachayma. He went to marry this lady, Chayma. That was his wife. That was Abaye's wife, Chayma. Brata the Isa Breda Rabbi Yitzchak. She was the daughter of Isa Breda Rabbi Yitzchak, Breda Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Nosva Rochba the Pumpadista Veshochif, that she had already a first husband was Rochba that died. Rabbi Yitzchak Breda Rabba Barbachona Veshochif. Then this lady, Chayma, married a second husband. She married Rabbi Yitzchak Breda Rabba Barbachona. And he also died. So far, two of the husbands died. If you tell me the Lacha is after two times it's called a Chazaka, you're not allowed to marry her now. Because she's been cheskas to kill her husband. So her husband dies because of her. But since Abaye was makabel this psak from Rabbi Yechanan, that after two times it's not called a Chazaka, you need three times. So therefore he held he's allowed to marry her. It only happened two times so far that the husband died. It's not a Chazaka, he wasn't afraid that he would die. So the Maisa was a Rabbi married her. The Naspu, Abaye married her, Veshochiv, and the Mais Abaye did die. Abaye was Mace. Vaistoi, see, shouldn't have been Seimach. So Marius Takasha, Omar Rav said, Omiik, the Avenuv, the Benavshoi, Kihai, like, how is it possible that Abaye did this? Like, how come Abaye listened to what Rav Yitzchak said over the name of Rav Yechanan? For Ihu Dioma, he himself said, that Avin de Samcha, and that Abaye said over himself, Rab Avin, he's the Bar Samcha. He's somebody to trust. Rashi says, Ma'ashomer Avin, Mishum Rab Yechanan Yeshlish Mechalov. What Avin tells us in the name of Rab Yechanan, that's somebody to be Samcha to rely upon.
But Yitzchak Sumka, Yitzchak, that's who Abai listened to here, that's from Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Lar Bar Samcha. Abai himself said that he's not a Bar Samcha, he's not someone to trust, to rely on. Why not? Ovin Yeshna Mechazorah. Ovin used to chazer everything he got over from Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi's second shot is that he was always near Rabbi Yochanan, that on the case that Rabbi Yochanan was chazer, retracted his psak, he would have known about it. Ma'ashenken Yitzchok Sumcha Rabbi Yitzchok Eino Bechazorah. Either he did not chazer over, or else he wasn't always around Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Abai himself said that you can't trust Rabbi Yitzchok, because maybe Rabbi Yochanan was chazer, and he didn't hear about it. So if Abai himself said not to be samach on Rabbi Yitzchok, how come here in this case, Abai was samach on Rabbi Yitzchok, that he went to marry this lady that already had her first husband died because of her? V'yoyed, another kasher is, Eimo de pligi linyan mila. Where is there a machlokes whether 2 times is a chazak or 3 times only by mila? Ma'ashenkein v'nesuyin mi pligi? Who says b'chad is a machlokes by Nisuyim? Maybe if you marry somebody and the first 2 husbands died, you're not going to marry her. So the Chal, how is Abai Yisai Mechir? Like even though Rav Shimon Gamliel says 3 times is a chazaka, but maybe only by a Mila, where the first 2 kids died, he says still you're allowed to make the 3rd Mila. It's only after 3 of your kids die, then you can't make a bris Mila anymore on the 8th day. But maybe if Hilchus Nisuyin getting married, he doesn't argue with Rav Shimon. Maybe he also agrees he has 2 times it's called a chazaka. So bechlal, how could Abaye be saying mechon Rabbi Yitzchak? So Gemara says this is not a kasha. The last kasha is not a kasha. So Gemara says in they argue even by Nisuyin also you have the same machlokes. So a tani would learn like this: Nisas l'rishon ames. Anisha got married to 1 husband and the husband died. L'shen, she got married to a 2nd husband ames and he died. Lishlishis, then she got married to a third husband and died. No, is Lishlishi Leitinosei. Dibre Rebbe. Rebbe Yol, she's not allowed to get married to a 3rd husband. That's Rebbe Lishitosei. After 2 times, it's called a Chazaka. So since her first 2 husbands died, Alokri, she's not allowed to marry a 3rd husband. Rebbe Shimon Megamliel Loimel, Lishlishi Tinosei, no, Lishitosei. Only 3 times make a Chazaka. So after 2 times, she's allowed to get married to a 3rd time. But the Revi Leitinosei, after she was married already 3 times and all 3 husbands died, then the 4th husband is not allowed to marry her. So Kopon, we see clearly that they argue even by Nisuyin. The verse says, Vishlei Megabi Milom, Ika Mishpacha de Rofi Dama, Vika Mishpacha de Kamedama. Like Vishlei Megabi Milom, we can understand what the Chazok is about, that there are some Mishpachas that don't have enough blood. So they live 2 or 3, the kids died, we say there's something wrong with the kid. Therefore, in your mishpacha, therefore the 4th kid, you're not allowed to make a bris mila run. Or else the third kid. Ellen is suing my timer. But what's the pshat in the chazak if a lady got married 2 times or 3 times, and the husband died, like what kind of chazak is this? Why does the next husband have to be afraid not to marry her? Maybe he'll die also. Like what does dying have to do with your wife? The Kurastan is my share that the first 3 had to die. But how was that a chazak? The 4th one's also going to die. So Mar says, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Hochi Omar Avimi Miagrunyo Mishmed Rav Huna. That Mayan Gurim. One said that the Mayan, her body has caused it. Mash, when you have Tashmas, when you live with your wife, it could be she, her body, Chweiz gets you sick or something, there's a sickness in her, but the mice, whoever lives with her, that's how she gives over that her husband dies. Rav Ashi Yomah Mazel Gurim. No, not also body, not also mind or mekor or the well-like, but rather Stam a Mazel. Stam Metzias is a Mazel of a person. Whoever lives with her Mazel is that her Mazel kills her husband's. My Benai, what's the difference? Inka Benai, the Eroson miss. Let's say they only had an Eroson. They didn't live together. And he died. See if you learn it's Mayan Gurm that you can't include. But let's say the 3rd husband only had Eris and that's all and died. So if you say the Mayan caused it, here there's no proof on the 3rd one, because he never lived with her. So this doesn't make a Chazaka. But if you say the Chazaka is telling the Mazel, when you're married to her, that's her Mazel, that her Mazel is kills the husbands. Inami, denofo midiklo mis. Let's say Stami fell off a tree and died. If you learn about the Mayan Mashma being with her, she gets you sick. Here he didn't die because of sickness. But if you learn it's Sam Hamazel, so Hamazel can kill you any place. That's enough, Kamina. Omalei Rav Yosef, Bray the Rova. boy minayim Rav Yosef. They asked the shalom from Rav Yosef, halacha k'rebi. What's halacha? Do we pass like Rebbe or not? This is what, this is Rav Yosef braid the Rava, of the east Rava. He's omelay Rav Yosef braid the Rava, the Rava. So what, boy minayim Rav Yosef. They asked the shalom from Rav Yosef, halacha k'rebi. For Yom Ha'aleh, they answered back to me, ain't halacha k'rebi shirim ben Gamliel. So we don't pass like Rav Shirim ben Gamliel, which would be mashma. We hold taka like Rebbe. For Yom Ali, and yes, it's back to me in, yes.
One second. Oh, a little bit different one. Again, it works like this. Oh, Malay Rav Yosef, pray the Rav of the Rav, that boy in my name, Rav Yosef. They asked you from Rav Yosef, halacha k'rebi. They asked you, Shiloh, is halacha like Rebbe or not? For Yom Ali in, and you answered me, yes, it is. Then they asked you another Shiloh. Halacha k'rebi shum megamliel. Is halacha k'rebi shum megamliel. For Yom Ali'in. And he answered back, yes. So that can't be. Like he answered me, halacha is like Rebbe. And halacha k'rebi shum megamliel. That can't be. That there's a machlekes. Either two times make a chazakum. Or else you need three times. So how could you say you pass like both of them? So he said back to him, achuchi achich me. Like you're making fun of me. What kind of business is this? I asked you, halacha like him, yes. Halacha like him, yes. It can't be like both. Omalei, he answered back, no, I'm not making fun of you. Omalei, loy, I'm not making fun of you. Stumehi, shno, it's a stam halacha, it doesn't say clearly what the halacha is. Uposhet locho nisuyin umalkis karebi. In other words, this machlekes is a stam machlekes, we don't have a clear achro. And the halacha talk is like both. In certain cases we pass like Rebbe, and in certain cases we pass like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. What are the cases? By nisuyin, if he got married two times, then you can't marry a third wife. He can't marry a third husband. Malkis, Nagaya to give Malkis, Karebi. We pass like Rebbe, that why after two times is called a Chazaka. That's why it was Kasher and Abaya, that's why Abaya died, Taka. Abaya married this wife, Chayma, that already her first two husbands died, so that was a Chazaka, after two times is called a Chazaka by Nisuyin. Ma'ashen came Vestois. After an Isha, when she sees the vest, she sees a Dam Nidus start at the same time. Three times make a Chazaka. She only sees it two times, it doesn't make a chazaka. By Vestois, when is Nisha Kaveya Yema Vest? When she'll always see Dam, she has to see three times the same day. Vishor HaMuad. When does a Shor become a Muad? Only when he traces three times. The third time, he's still a Tam. After the third time, then he's a Muchtak to be a Muad. That the fourth time he hits, he pays an Ezra Sholem. Kerab Shimon Megamliel. So you see, it's a Machlekes. Sometimes we pass like Rebbe, sometimes we pass like Shimon Megamliel. Shana Gemara explains, Nisuyin Hod Yamoran. That's the Machlekes by Nisuyin we had already. If an Isha gets married, then her first husband dies. Then her second husband dies. So according to Rebbe, she's the Muchsar that her husband dies. Therefore, nobody should marry her. After two times, it's called the Chazaka. Umalkius. What's the case by Malkius? Kerevi. Kamalkius. Malkius Ditanam. We learn like this. Mishaloka Vishana. Somebody did an Avera once, and they gave him Malkus. Vishana, he did the Avera a second time. So now, he has to do the Avera twice. Bezdin koinsa noisa nekipa. Bezdin locks him up in a jail-like. Umachila noisa yisurim. And we feed him barley. Achete kriso nifkas. Atamamash his stomach bursts. In other words, since they did it two times, he's the cheska to keep on doing the Avera. See, after two times, it's a chazak already, that Bezda can't stand give him Malkus anymore, we have to give him a worse punishment. Rashi says, Koifunais Lakipa, Im Chaza V'chota. If he did it already twice already, Beshlish is when he does it the third time, the Machaskina Lebri Shoi, Mitrei Zim Nishalaka. If he gave him Malkus twice, and he did, he's ready B'muchzak to be a Rasha. So if he does it a third time ready for doing the Avera the third time, he deserves a whole new type of a punishment. Because after two times, it is called a chazaka. By the vest, what's the loch of a vest by Nisha? The Tanan, we learned like this. Ein o Ish.